Mark chapter 14. Now the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread were 2 days away, and the chief priest and the scribes were seeking a way to seize him by craftiness and kill him. For they said, "Not at the feast, lest there be a tumult by the people." And while he was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he reclined at table, a woman came, having an alabaster flask of ointment, of very costly pure nard, and she broke the alabaster flask and poured it over his head. But there were some who were indignantly commenting among themselves, "Why has this waste of the ointment been made? For this ointment could have been sold for over 300 denarii and given to the poor." And they were infuriated with her. But Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a noble deed on me. For you always have the poor with you, and whenever you want, you can do good for them. But you do not always have me. She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for the burial. And truly I say to you, wherever the gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what this woman has done shall also be told as a memorial of her." And Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went off to the chief priest to deliver him up to them. And when they heard this, they rejoiced and promised to give him money. And he sought a way to deliver him up opportunely. And on the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when they sacrificed the Passover, his disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and prepare so that you may eat the Passover?" And he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him. And wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he will show you a large upper room, furnished and ready, and there prepare for us." And the disciples went out and came into the city, and found it even as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. And when evening fell, he came with the 12. And as they were reclining at table and eating, Jesus said, "Truly I say to you that one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me." They began to be grieved, and say to him one by one, "Surely not I." And he said to them, "It will be one of the 12, one who dips with me in the dish. For the Son of Man is going away, even as it is written concerning him. But woe to that man through whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been good for that man if he had not been born." And as they were eating, he took bread and blessed it, and he broke it and gave it to them, and said, "Take, this is my body." And he took a cup and gave thanks, and he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is being poured out for many. Truly I say to you, I shall by no means drink of the product of the vine any more until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." And after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives, and Jesus said to them, "You will all be stumbled, because it is written, 'I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.' But after I have been raised, I will go before you into Galilee." But Peter said to him, "Even if all will be stumbled, yet I will not." And Jesus said to him, truly I say to you that today in this night, before a rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times. But he went on speaking more intensely, even if I must die with you, I will by no means deny you. And they all said similarly. And they came to a place named Gethsemane. And he said to his disciples, Sit here while I pray. And he took Peter and James and John with him, and began to be awestruck and deeply distressed. And he said to them, My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch. And going forward a little, he fell on the ground and prayed that, if it were possible, the hour would pass from him. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible to you. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will. And he came and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, Simon, are you sleeping? Were you not able to watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray, that you may not come into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And going away again, he prayed, saying the same thing. And coming again, he found them sleeping, for their eyes were very heavy, and they did not know what to answer him. And he came the third time, and said to them, Are you still sleeping and resting? It is enough. The hour has come. Behold, the Son of Man is being delivered into the hands of sinners. Arise, let us be going. Behold, the one betraying me has drawn near. And immediately, while he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, appeared, and with him a crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priest and the scribes and the elders. Now the one who was betraying him had given them a signal, saying, Whomever I kiss, he is the one. Seize him and lead him away securely. And when he came, he immediately approached him and said, Rabbi, and kissed him affectionately. And they laid hands on him and seized him. But a certain one of those standing by drew his sword and struck the slave of the high priest and took off his ear. And Jesus answered and said to them, Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to arrest me? Day after day, I was with you in the temple, teaching, and you did not seize me. But may the scriptures be fulfilled. And they all left him and fled. And a certain young man was accompanying him, clothed with a linen cloth over his naked body, and they seized him. But he left the linen cloth behind and fled naked. And they led Jesus away to the high priest. And all the chief priest and the elders and the scribes came together. And Peter followed him at a distance until he was within the courtyard of the high priest. And he was there sitting with the attendants and warming himself in the light of the fire. Now the chief priest and the whole Sanhedrin were seeking testimony against Jesus in order to put him to death, and they could not find it. For many gave false testimony against him, yet the testimonies were not consistent. And some stood up and testified falsely against him, saying, We heard him say, I will destroy this temple made with hands, and in 3 days I will build another made without hands. And neither in this regard was their testimony consistent. And the high priest stood up in the midst and questioned Jesus, saying, Do you not answer anything? What is this that these testify against you? But he was silent and did not answer anything. Again the high priest questioned him and said to him, Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? And Jesus said, I am. And you shall see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power and coming with the clouds of heaven. And the high priest, tearing his garments, said, What further need do we have of witnesses? You heard the blasphemy. How does it appear to you? And they all condemned him of being worthy of death. And some began to spit at him, and to blindfold his face, and to beat him with their fist, and to say to him, Prophesy! And the attendants, slapping him about, took him. And while Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came. And seeing Peter warming himself, she looked at him and said, You also were with the Nazarene Jesus. But he denied it, saying, I neither know nor understand what you are talking about. And he went outside into the forecourt, and a rooster crowed. And the servant girl, seeing him, began again to say to those standing by, This man is one of them. But again he denied it. And after a little while, those standing by again said to Peter, Surely you are one of them, for you are a Galilean as well. But he began to curse and to swear, I do not know this man of whom you speak. And immediately a rooster crowed a second time. And Peter remembered the word, how Jesus had said to him, Before a rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times.